On today's episode of Warehouse Safety Tips, we're going to be talking about week 3 of 4 on forklift safety. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Proper load management is one of the most critical aspects of forklift operations. Mishandling materials can lead to serious injuries, product damage, and costly downtime. Ensuring that loads are lifted, carried, and stacked safely is going to help maintain a secure and productive facility. Today, we're going to cover key techniques that are going to help you manage loads the right way. And here are a few tips to help you get started. Number one, center your load properly. We've talked about this in previous episodes on forklift safety, but if you keep your load centered and stable on the forks to prevent tipping, you're going to be much better off, because if your load is uneven, you're going to place the heavier side close to the forklift's backrest to maintain balance, adjust the fork width as needed, and then distribute your weight evenly. The next thing is number two, which is secure awkward or oversized items. If your load is bulky or irregularly shaped, use straps, shrink wrap, or pallets to keep everything stable. Never carry your loads that are loose or unbalanced, as shifting weight can cause the forklift to become unstable. Number three is follow all height restrictions. Make sure that you stack loads within recommended height limits to prevent tipping hazards. Never exceed the forklift's rated capacity, and ensure visibility remains clear when transporting materials. When stacking, align loads evenly and place heavier items at the bottom for stability. Number four, keep loads low while moving. Carry loads as close to the ground as possible, usually within 4 to 6 inches. This is going to lower the center of gravity and reduce the risk of tipping. And if traveling up or down an incline, make sure that you keep the load uphill to maintain control. The last but not least is lower loads smoothly and safely. When setting a load down, do so gradually to avoid sudden shifts in weight. Make sure that the area is clear and that the load is placed securely on stable surfaces. Never adjust a load while the forklift is in motion. And this is something that we've talked about on other podcasts within the forklift safety zone. But you want to make sure that you are not dragging loads or pushing your forks down or dragging or pushing loads. And the reason why is because any of your safety striping that is in the warehouse or your facility could be either popped up or scratched. If you have paint, it'll get scratched. If you have safety tape, it can get popped up or damaged. And you want to make sure that you're not doing that, because if you have a nail or any sort of just debris that's on the bottom of that skid, it is going to, like I said, scratch the paint or possibly damage or pop up the tape. And so you don't want to do that. The other thing is that when you're doing that, it's not on the actual forks itself. So if you just tilt just a slightly and lift your forks up, you're going to have the load stable and off the ground and be able to see over it all at the same time. And that's exactly where you want to get used to kind of doing things, because the other ones are damaging and ultimately will cause downtime in the form of either painting and or putting down additional tape or signs. So make sure that you don't do that. That's just kind of an extra tip. And know that effective load management improves efficiency and prevents dangerous situations. Operators should always inspect their loads before transporting and be aware of weight limits and stability concerns. Safe handling techniques protects workers, reduces damages, and keeps operations running smoothly. And that is exactly what we want to have happen. So thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.